A month before he passed, faded and worn down to a wheelchair, his head still popped up when Grandma walked into the kitchen. "Hey there, pretty girl." The morning after Grandma called me, I took my boys by to see Pawpaw for the last time. He'd been unresponsive for a day, but when we entered the bedroom, he was awake again. He couldn't find his voice. He'd been breathing through his mouth and his throat was too dry to speak up. So I leaned in. He looked to my sons and said, "Hey, fellers." They waved. "I love you," I told him. "Love you, buddy," he whispered. "You done good," I said, because that's how he would have said it, but also because that's how I meant it. He done so much good, even if it couldn't be listed on an official record or captured in the stat sheet of an obituary. The good of his life was ever rippling water, quiet and steady, and my boys and I would long be swept up in it.